This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As Mirapol's defenders defiantly hold down the number of bodies in the rubble, and the bombarded and encircled Ukrainian city remains shrouded with uncertainty. The full extent of the horror is still unknown. The fate of those inside an art school flattened on Sunday in a theater that was blown apart 4 days earlier is unclear. Rabbi Moshe Reuven Azman, the chief rabbi of Ukraine, says the stories of death and suffering from Russian attacks are heartbreaking.
My heart is broken every day. We evacuate hundreds of people, and it's very hard. To listen the terrible stories about killing people, that's Russian forces killing people, killing civilians, and bombing rockets.
And Ukraine flatly rejected an offer from Russia of a safe passage out of Mariupol and return for the city's surrender. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has hailed those who are fighting back against Russia, saying that its resistance for Ukrainians is part of their soul. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky did say late Monday that he was prepared to discuss a commitment from Ukraine not to seek a NATO membership in exchange for a ceasefire back against Russia, saying that the withdrawal of Russian troops and a guarantee of Ukraine's security are necessary. He also repeated his call for direct talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Zelensky said unless he meets with Putin, it's impossible to understand whether Russia even wants to stop the war. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden in remarks to the Business Roundtable CEO quarterly meeting says Russia could be preparing to launch cyber attacks against critical infrastructure amid the war in Ukraine.
It's not just in your interest that are at stake when there are potential use of cybersecurity. It is the national interest at stake. And I would respectfully suggest it's a patriotic obligation for you to invest as much as you can in making sure, and we will help in any way, that you have built up your technological capacity to deal with cyber capacity.
Biden has been urging U.S. companies to make sure their digital doors are locked tight. He cites evolving intelligence that Russia is considering launching cyber attacks against critical infrastructure targets as the war in Ukraine continues. On her first day of confirmation hearings, U.S. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson pledged to decide cases without fear or favor if confirmed. AP correspondent Mark Sherman.
She talked about being true to the motto on the that's etched into the Supreme Court above the front steps of the Supreme Court, which is equal justice under law. Other things that stood out were that Republicans and Democrats both noted repeatedly the historic nature of this nomination. She is, of course, the first Black woman nominated.
Jackson says she is humbled and honored by her historic nomination as the first Black woman to be nominated and subsequently to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court if she's confirmed. In remarks at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the military in Myanmar had made clear it is working to extinguish the population of Rohingya Muslims through atrocities against civilians.
That intent has been corroborated by the accounts of soldiers who took part in the operation and later defected, such as one who said he was told by his commanding officer to, and I quote, shoot at every sight of a person, end quote, burn villages, rape and kill women. Orders that he and his unit.
Authorities made the determination based on confirmed accounts of mass atrocities on civilians by Myanmar's military and a widespread and systematic campaign against the Rohingya. It is the eighth time since the Holocaust that the U.S. has made the determination that a genocide has occurred. Recapping our top stories, Ukraine has flatly rejected Russia's offer of a safe passage out of Mariupol in return for the city's surrender. However, Ukraine's president said late Monday he is prepared to discuss a commitment from Ukraine not to seek NATO membership. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.